Remember we had those calls on the show a few weeks ago about what sounds to be corruption at licensing departments in Gauteng. Now, many of you told us you'd been struggling to book dates online to go and have your license renewed to do the tests and all that kind of thing. But that when you went to the testing centres, you were asked to pay bribes to book a spot in the first place. Well, KwaZulu-Natal authorities have come up with some software that they say is going to wipe out corruption in that area. Let's find out what it's about. KZN's Transport Department spokesperson, Kwanele Ngalane, is with us. Kwanele, good afternoon. Good to have you. How widespread has this kind of corruption been in your province, first of all?
Well, good day, Joanne, and good day to all the 702 listeners. Obviously, today the MEC launched this new initiative, which we call the e-driver. The essence of this technology is basically to deal with issues of fraud and corruption in our testing stations. You'll recall that obviously the license, the learner's license is already done online. However, there was a delay because when it comes to the issue of driver's license, we're a bit behind, and hence we came up with this initiative. So this initiative deals with a number of issues. Firstly, it uses biometry to take the pictures and the details of the driver before the test. But when the test is done itself, it has got diverted routes that are used, and it records conversation between the examiner and the applicant. But there are also a number of spin-offs and benefits. Part of those is to ensure that the drivers that we are producing are drivers that are legitimate, are drivers that are eligible to drive on the road, because our view as KZN is that if we are to win the battle against the road crashes and fatalities, we need to go back where it starts. And our start is during the trace of the learners and the driver's license.
I mean, you're absolutely right about that. Just give us some idea of how your software actually works.
Well, in fact, today it was officially launched, but we are demonstrating, in fact, all our testing stations, including those that are falls under municipalities in the province, have started using this device. Previously, you'll have the examiner carrying a paper and a pen, yes, to mark whether you pass the steep hill or not. Mm. And now this gadget is able to show, as it is showing with the examiner who's testing the applicant. It's also reflecting in the office as well. There's somebody watching there, sitting and ensuring that whatever that you are marking in this gadget, it also corresponds with what they saw in the background, or they saw in the office system as well. But as I'm saying, that it also introduces a number of security features. In fact, in Pinetown, we've already arrested two females who were testing on behalf of others, because as I'm saying, that it uses biometrics, you take your pictures, you register. But essentially, it's also going to assist the driving schools themselves, because you register the driving schools and it also produces a report after. Now, certain or common defects or common weaknesses within learners or who are coming from one school is then going to suggest to them which areas that they need to focus on, which have been revealed as weaknesses during the independent testing process. But we are looking at integrating it with a number of other technologies that we have employed as the department as part of the fourth industrial revolution, to say we need to track the history and the progress of the driver from learners to license to when the driver is, also monitor the behavior, because we are the authority, we are the custodians of all the traffic fines and everything, so we can keep the profile of the driver. Therefore, we are saying if we are to produce a new generation of driver, a driver who has got regard for the rule of law, a driver who understands that safety on the road begins with him or her, we must begin now, and we must begin through this phase.
Tell me, can the e-driver technology be introduced in Gauteng or to other parts of the country that appear to really need it?
It can, as I'm saying, but in KZN, already all our testing stations, including those that are used by municipalities, they are already implementing the system. It has proven to work. Then we are even investigating cases now that have emerged from the recordings that we have received as a result of this gadget. But also, we are looking at the number of interventions that we need to make in terms of improving it even further, to say how best we can make use of this technology to assist even in our online booking system. I know that matter is still on the RTMC discussion, but it's a matter that we are considering to say, how can we improve the online booking system in terms of both learners and licenses so that we are able to improve even the service that we are rendering to the people. But in the province, we have already made arrests, as I'm saying, in Paintown, and we are also investigating a number of cases that have been revealed as part of us utilizing this new system.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, Kwanele Ngalane. He is the KZN Department of Transport spokesperson.